Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
I'm telling you, he says, if you would do that, humble yourself, seek my face, which is my will, turn from your wicked ways. I do what I do because I want to do it, because I like it and it satisfies me and I'm proud. If you'll stop doing that, turn from your wicked ways, seek my face, humble yourself, then heaven will come down on your side. Then God will help you and he'll heal your finances, your body, your marriage. I'm telling you, you've got to humble yourself before you see the blessing. Amen. Now, you can take or reject this message. As for me, it's one of the hardest things is to humble ourselves. Oh, my Lord, it's so difficult. It's not easy. I wish it was just as easy as pushing a button. If it was that easy, we'd all be walking miraculous signs and wonders. It's hard. Just let someone do something you don't like. It's hard. Just get into that line and you're going to buy yourself just a quick coffee and you've got 5 minutes to get to the meeting. It's just around the corner. And let the lady in front of you be buying for the nation. Just see how much of that stuff comes up inside of you. Just see what it's like. Amen. You know, here's another way God's humbling me. You'll laugh at this one. I mean, this is just crazy and I'm getting a little bit concerned with myself. I might need some humbling here. It's all this, you know, having to sit there, Pastor Steve, in the line, drive-thrus, and it's taking half an hour. Here's another one. I do the shopping because my wife's at work with the school. So I do most of the shopping in our family. And I go to Walmart to get certain things. I go to Publix for the other one. But at Walmart, there's something about Walmart that they make sure that every time I get the trolley, it's got one wheel, a katong, 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 and it makes a noise. I go, katong, katong, every time. And I walk past people, katang, katang, and they all look. How many of you go to Walmart ever? Do you get that cart? You all get that cart? It's trying to humble you. I'm telling you. So the other day I went there, I'm saying, what's the matter with these people? They've got all the money in the world. Can't they get a cart that smooth? I went back and I changed it, and you know what? It was smooth. I said, I must be learning pretty quickly. And I just pushed it, it was smooth, because I can't handle it anymore. I'll go and change it now. Do you? Yeah, you do too, you see? And now, and some of us, you know, we're so proud we won't even put the trolley in the place where it's resigned or designated for trolleys. I'm going to leave it right here between my car and that car. I'm going to leave it over here. I'm going to stick it on the mound over there on the grass patch. But I'm not walking down there. Who do they think they are that I'm going to walk my trolley down there? I'm not doing it. Anybody been with me? Hello. So now what God's taught me is I take my trolley and I find all the trolleys on the way and I push them in. That's what I'm doing. So now I'm pushing my trolley in and I don't just throw it in. Have you seen these guys? They just leave it. I take it all. I push it all the way up. I mean, you laugh at silly things like this, but there's pride everywhere. I push it in and I find other trolleys and I push them around. Because, you know, cars come and bang into these things and all kinds of stuff. I don't want my car scratched. But I'm serious. We get crazy. Little things, the little things. It's the little foxes that destroy the vine. I'm telling you, it's the little foxes. Remember Samson? He took the fox, he lit the tail of that fox and he sent them into the vines to destroy everything. Remember that? It's a little fox that, so we've got to take control over these little issues in our life. I mean, my God, you go to a restaurant and the food's not exactly perfect to your liking. Woo, baby. You sit there, you look at the person, they got the big piece, the nice one that you wanted. You both got the same meal and theirs is better. Can't you know? You'd be surprised how much pride is in us. How many of you believe that's truth? I'm going to give you a list of things on pride one of these days. You're going to laugh and you're going to cry. You're going to be laughing because you're going to see yourself, and then you're going to cry because you're going to realize how bad you are in that pride stuff. You're not a bad person. We just want to get rid of that stuff out of our lives. Is that right? I mean, seriously, we have to watch out. We've got to watch out. Even when we've come off an addiction and we've got the coins or whatever it is, I've been clean for a year now. Well, that's good. That's very good. But next year you're doing it again because you haven't got rid of that stuff in us yet. I wanted everyone to come and celebrate with me because I wanted them to see how tough I am, how good I can be. We've got to watch out. I'm telling you right now. And now, if you had a problem and you were an alcoholic, you become judgmental to other people who drink. And that's pride. And if people don't dress the way you dress, you kind of look down on them. That's pride. If you get a chance to sit in the front row and everyone else must sit in the back, and I like it because I'm in the front row, look at me, that's pride. If someone asks you to move and you say, well, I'm quite comfortable, yeah, that's pride.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Jesus displayed humility. He said, nothing I do, I can't do it, I cannot. And remember the scripture, John 15, 5, what does he say? I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same doeth, produces much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. I need to get that in my life. I need to understand that. I need to feel it, taste it, and realize apart from Christ, I'm just a windbag. And everything I've got and all the gifts and talents that I have is from Christ. And therefore, I'm grateful to him for it. And Lord, you are amazing. Amen. It's a big thing, this. Okay. I can't leave you with that. I know I'm running a few minutes late. But let's have a look at 1 Peter 5 again. Turn there. Now remember, God says he will not stand against you. He will not stand against you when you walk in humility. But he will exalt you. He will lift you up. He will promote you. He will elevate you. And he will honor you when you walk in humility, right? That's what he'll do. But when you're in pride, he's going to resist you. I just want to read this, 1 Peter 5, 6. Therefore, look at this, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. You see, he says, humble yourself, and then he will exalt you when time is right, when you can handle it. You see, he's not waiting to say, no, you've got to wait another 6 months because that's the season for these blessings. He's waiting until you can handle it. In due time means when you are capable of getting the blessing without pride coming back. Do you see that? Therefore, humble yourself, that you again, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. The Amplified says, therefore, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. You see, when I come humbly to God, and he says, yeah, this person can receive blessings. He'll pour blessings upon you. But if you're not ready for you, it's not due time yet. Because if you're going to get back into pride, he's just messed you up. Can you say amen? I'm telling you. And the promise is divine and sure. He that humbles himself will be exalted. Amen? All right. I'm going to stop there. And next week, I'm going to tell you about the opposite to Christ. You all know who that is. And I want to show you a little bit of pride. And bring your seatbelts and your parachutes and bring a pen and paper and your own list of what you think pride might be. Because I'm going to add to it. And you're going to see some stuff in yourself. Amen. And we're going to say we don't want the stuff in ourselves. Amen. Remember, before honor is humility. Stand to your feet. Proverbs 15:33 says, before honor is humility. Have you got that? Stick it up on the overhead. Proverbs 15:33, before honor is humility. Proverbs 18:12, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. You see that? That's scripture from God. That's promises from God. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. John 13:13, while the worship team is coming up, stick John 13:13 up. Look at this. You call me Master and Lord. That's Jesus. And you say, well, for so I am. Carry on. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. He says, I'm the example. I'm humble. That's what he's telling us. Be thee humble too.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.